Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Beyond the physical changes, the Gardener has also added a unique feature in its new building, right across from the greenhouses that Holly was showing off. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes the story from here.
At the top of the steps, there are two chic apartments for artists. Each has a kitchen, office, bedroom, bath, bright white walls, orange couches, and a lot of windows. Walking around, LA-based photographer Louisa Lambry admits if the rooms weren't already occupied by other artists, she'd love to stay here for a while.
Great view and the trees and the museum all around and nice colors, very simple, but beautiful.
Lambry actually did live at the Gardner Museum in 2008 as part of its artist-in-residency program. She was in the old carriage house, which was demolished as part of the Gardner's expansion. Lambry says this kind of live-in residency is a privileged way of working.
Because you don't even have to think about where you are, because you're already where you should be.
Artists in residence immerse themselves in Mrs. Gardner's collection and often go on to create work inspired by their on-site investigations. Lambry's photographic meditations on the rooms inside the palace are on display in the museum's grand reopening exhibition, Points of View, 20 Years of Artists in Residence. During that time, 75 artists have gone through the program. And while residencies are common, Museum Director Ann Hawley says living at a museum isn't.
Embracing the artist is something we do because it's part of our legacy.
Stretching back to Isabella Stewart Gardner's day.
Gardner always had artists working here, living here, doing projects here. It's just in the DNA of the place.
One of those artists was John Singer Sargent, who painted in the museum during the winter of 1903, the same year the Gardner opened to the public.
It's a way of bringing life into the museum.
Which an historic museum like this one can need, says Pirana Cavalcini, curator of contemporary art. She believes the new and improved apartments will enhance the artist's experience of the museum.
And then the fantastic thing is that there are two of them, which means that you can have artists staying here at the same time, you can have an artist and a scholar, you can have, you know, a filmmaker and a visual artist, someone who runs a radio program and a musician.
Scottish musician Victoria Morton crashed in one of the new apartments a few weeks ago. She plays with Muscles of Joy, this experimental noise band of female visual artists. They're performing tonight in the museum's new concert hall. But Morton was also an artist in residence in 2009, and her exhibition, Tapestry Radio On, is currently installed in the Gardner's new contemporary art gallery. It's her first solo show in America.
This is a new body of work that's been made specifically for this new gallery with the old collection in mind.
Morton recalls her residency a bit wistfully. It gave her headspace to explore the palace and get to know Isabella Stewart Gardner's unique sensibilities.
You know, I feel quite distanced from the phenomena of Mrs. Gardner herself, although it's a really interesting story and she was obviously quite a formidable woman.
Morton says she feels at home in the Gardner's rooms, both new and old, and looks forward to the next time she gets a chance to live at the museum. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.